This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 488. That was down 3 1/4. September wheat ended at 493 1/4, down 3 3/4. December wheat ended at 507 1/4, down 3 1/2. July corn yesterday ended the day at 358. That was down 1 1/4. September corn ended at 363 1/2, down 1 3/4. December corn ended at 373 1/4, down 1 3/4. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 977 3/4, up 8 3/4. August beans ended at 960 1/2, up 6 3/4. September beans ended at 945 1/2, up 3 3/4. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 326.60, up 29. August meal ended at 319.20, up 40. September meal ended at 313.70, up 37. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 32.25, down 60. August oil 32.34, down 60. September oil ended at 32.41, down 61. July oats yesterday ended at 250 3/4. That was down 4 1/4. September oats ended at 258 3/4. That was down 3. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon. Concern with the prediction of heavy rainfall for the Midwest continued to push soybean values higher. Technical buying at the Board of Trade also supported soybean values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down a penny at 333 to 352. Soybean bids mostly 8 to 9 higher at 963 to 982. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down a penny at 338 to 354. Soybean bids were up 8 to 9 cents at 968 to 985. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 1 to 3 lower at 345 to 363. Soybean bids up 8 to 9 cents at 972 to 992. And wheat bids down 3 to 9 cents at 442 to 468. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 7 to 9 higher at 996 to 1013. Basis steady to 2 cents lower at 18 to 35 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 338.60 to 351.60. That's up $2.90 per ton, with basis steady at 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 355 to 369. With basis steady to 2 cents lower at 3 under to 11 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 352 to 367, with basis also mixed on Thursday at 6 under to 9 over July. Soybeans ended up 5 to 7 cents at 991 to 1005, with basis 2 to 4 cents lower at 13 to 27 over July. New crop wheat prices were down 3 to 6 cents at 451 to 455, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at 37 under to 33 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 370 to 371. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 7 to 9 cents with quotations at 1014 to 1017. Soft wheat down 1 to 3 at 468 to 470. And the Milo ended the day 1 to 2 lower at 408 to 428. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 333 to 348. New crop soybean bids at 887 up to 915. In central Illinois on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from 338 up to 346. New crop soybean bids at 906 to 923. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 333 up to 348. New crop soybean bids at $9 up to 920. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 433 up to 468. That concludes our Country Grain Report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. July hogs ended the day at 78.02. That was up 2. August hogs ended at $76, down 37. October hogs ended at $66.22, down 55. June cattle yesterday ended the day at $150.42, down $1.52. August cattle ended at $149.35, down $1.30. And October cattle ended the day at $151.80, down $1.15. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at $221.92, down $2.80. September feeders, $220.27, down $2.17. And October feeders, $218.47, down $1.82. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday, the 18th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 22 cents lower in the range of $64 to $77.75, with a weighted average carcass price of $76.21. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 26 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 28 to 33, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 36, and 6 weights and up 34 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $50 to $54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 9,587 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 710 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 150, 250 to 160. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 140 to 145. And choice slaughter heifers were 152 to 155. They also had some return to the farm calves, Holsteins, weighing 70 to 120 pounds, bringing $200 to $550 a head. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights, were bringing $245 to $292. 6 weights were bringing $220 to $241. Feeder heifers, 4 weights were $240 to $277.50, and 5 weights were $210 to $252. Now moving over to the Schuyler Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 252 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 147 to 152.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 139.25 to 145.50. And choice slaughter heifers were 147 to 151. Now over to Real Livestock Auction at Congerville. They had receipts of 233 head, choice slaughter steers 147 to 155.50, choice slaughter Holstein steers 139 to 142, and choice slaughter heifers 149.50 to 155.50. They also had some slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 133 to 135, breakers 105.50 to 113, boners were 106 to 113, and they had some high dressing at 117 to 120. Leans were 90 to $92. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 293 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $83.94, and that was $1.57 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $250.83, that was 43 cents higher, with select carcasses at $244.73, that was 35 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was 113,000, that compared to 112,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 420,000, that compared to 422,000 last week and 370,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Welcome to our farm show for Friday. Our guest today, Aaron Williams from CHS Shipman. And we want to talk a little bit about that marvelous bit of philanthropy that's going on to helping out the food pantries in the area. Aaron, how did that project get started?
Well, we do an annual campaign called Harvest for Hunger. And what happens is we try to get CHS employees, patrons, and any members of the community to get involved. This past winter, we had a trivia night, we did a breakfast and an auction and a gun raffle and all sorts of things to try to raise money for our local food pantries.
And when you say all the local ones, that there's quite a few that come into play there.
There is quite a few. We give locally to 7 different food pantries within our trade area.
Okay, so that means you've got Montgomery, Macoupin, and even Bond County too then, right?
Correct, yeah. The recipients this year were Bond County, Gillespie, Litchfield, Shipman, Jerseyville, Brighton, and Bunker Hill.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, you were all over the place.
Yes, yes.
And I'm assuming the food pantries appreciate that help because they really need it.
Oh, they're so much fun. They're so much fun to go and so appreciative. And there's such a need in this area. And so we're happy to do it. We're happy to meet that need.
Now that kickoff started when? You said last fall, and then you gave the money away this spring?
Correct. The Harvest for Hunger campaign is all throughout the month of March. And so any, you know, fundraisers that we do have to be within the month of March, and then we usually get the checks around May, June.
Oh, okay.
Which works out because the more that I get to know the people at the food pantries, you know, a lot of that time of year is slow for them because kids are out of school and they have a higher demand and not as many donations coming in because it's not Christmas time and there's just a lot more demand.
So the whole idea is to take up the slack and fill in that void.
Absolutely.
There.
The idea is to come in when it's needed most, and we're very excited.
Now, that brings to mind a very good question about how others can get involved to help you out, and we're going to come back and talk about that in part two in just a moment. Okay, welcome back to our farm show for this Friday. Macoupin County Fair going on. Unfortunately, the ITPA truck and tractor pulls for tonight have been canceled. And on the phone with Aaron Williams from CHS Shipman, unfortunately, a lot of your events got canceled too, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. We were hoping to have some hospitality for our patrons and our employees at the Macoupin County Fair during the pulls. But we got to rain out, but that's okay. We'll try again next year.
Yes, we definitely will. Now, we're talking about the food pantry, wonderful things that you're doing to help the food pantries in the area. Obviously, next year, the trivias and the gun raffles and all those things worked out extremely well. How do people get involved in that trivia night if they want to? Are you going to do it pretty much the same way?
It's up for debate for next year. We hope to get creative and so that we can, raise the bar. We've done this program. This is our third year being involved in the Harvest for Hunger campaign, and so we hope to just continue to raise the bar every single year and raise more money for these food pantries.
Well, maybe we can get people to email you over there at CHS Shipman and come up with some ideas.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
They can call the office at 618-729-9009 or come by, see me in Shipman or 140. The campaign runs through the month of March, but we are always looking for item donations, whether it be a raffle item or things like that. We kind of stockpile those things all year long so that when we do have our auction, we have all kinds of good stuff to give away.
Okay, that sounds great. Aaron Williams, our guest on the Farm Show for this Friday, talking about the food pantry help that CHS Shipman provides, the Harvest for Hunger. I'm sorry, I keep messing up the name. The name of it is again.
That's okay. Yeah, it's the CHS Harvest for Hunger campaign.
Oh, good. Good, I got it right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron, so much for being part of our show again
today. Thanks for having me.